Hey, listeners, welcome back to the Men of Valor podcast. The verse that hits me now more than ever is 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 21. Those who cleanse themselves from wickedness will be instruments for special purposes, made holy, used for the master, and prepared to do any good work. This verse hits me because everywhere I go, I hear, "Are you clean? Did you wash your hands? Did you cover your mouth? You should be wearing a mask today." Why all the hysteria and panic? Why all of a sudden are stores sold out of sanitizers and cleaners? Did we not realize that we were dirty before this virus hit? I guess we did, but we thought we weren't too dirty, that it couldn't infect others or hurt ourselves. Were we really conscious that we could be spreading germs that can contaminate our family or other people, or did we just not really care? With the virus, man is obviously talking about the natural state caused by germs and dirt in our lives, while Jesus is speaking about our spiritual state. In this verse, Jesus is saying we are responsible to clean ourselves. In this case, it's not the outside germs of the world, it's a wickedness in this world that we have invited into our hearts that has contaminated our lives, our families' lives, and those lives of others we encounter. Why does Jesus say it's necessary for us to be cleansed? He said it was necessary so we can be used by the Master, His Father, to do good works for His kingdom. Just as a restaurant cannot use a waiter with dirty hands, the Lord cannot use a person who chooses to be dirty, because the Lord and His kingdom are sinless and spotless. When we cleanse ourselves by asking the Lord to forgive our sins and turn from them, we become clean by the power of the blood that Jesus Christ shed on the cross, and we are forgiven and made holy. While in this clean state, we can be used by the Master to spread our lives in whatever way He desires. What an honor! What a privilege to be used by the Creator of everything that has ever existed. Can you imagine the feeling when it's just you and the Lord face to face, and He reviews your life and says, "Let's look over what you did with your life." Will you hear God say to you, "I see your life was entirely about you, your family, your house, your job, and your comfort. Go away. I never knew you." Or will He say, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You cleansed yourself through your faith in my Son Jesus Christ, and your life shows the good works I could use you for to build my kingdom. Enter and join my family for a banquet that never ends." So are you ready to get cleansed now so you can be used by the Master? 1 John 1:9 says, "If you confess your sins, He is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." Cry out to Him now and ask Jesus to be your Savior. Turn from your wicked ways and give Him your life as He becomes your Lord, your Master. Lord, we thank You that You shed Your blood on the cross so that we can be cleansed of sin and have sonship with the Father. Lord, we ask that we continue to develop such a closer, intimate relationship with You every day. Reveal Yourself more and more to us. And we thank You in the mighty, mighty name of Jesus Christ. God bless.